One day after Carolina's healthcare system changed its name to avoid ties to a specific region, it announced it's exploring an expansion into Georgia. Atrium says Navicent Health, based in Macon, will become part of its system. WFAE's Alex Olgan is here to explain more about what this means. Alex, what do we know about Atrium's proposal to acquire Navicent?
What we know today is that the two health systems are in talks to combine. Navicent is based in Macon and is smaller than Atrium. It has about 6,500 employees, five hospitals, and a couple other facilities. In the statement announcing the partnership, Atrium says Navicent will become the leader of a regional hub for Atrium Health outside the Carolinas. We also know from financial reports that Navicent is facing some challenges. Between 2015 and 2016, its operating income dropped 75% and expenses went up. Kevin Schulman is with Duke University and a professor at the Duke's Medical School, and he says he suspects Navicent is looking to become part of Atrium because it has a reputation for commanding better reimbursement rates from insurers. Atrium's size does give it bargaining power with insurers, and they're able to get better prices from suppliers.
So how would such a merger affect customers and patients?
Well, when hospitals are in the same market or the same state and when they merge, there's research to suggest that prices go up. A recent paper in the National Bureau of Economic Research found prices increased between 7 and 10%. But that same paper said that mergers across different states don't result in meaningful changes in prices because they don't generally have common customers or insurers.
Well, Alex, Carolina's healthcare system, or rather the newly named Atrium, is now in talks for two mergers, right?
Yes, they're still in talks with UNC Healthcare. They announced in August that they were exploring a type of merger, but since then, no details have been released. Atrium said the deal with Navicent is unrelated to the talks with UNC Healthcare. And a spokesman for UNC Healthcare said Atrium's announcement with Navicent doesn't come as a surprise to them. But Schulman wonders, with the name change and the announcement of the combining with the Georgia hospital system, whether or not the talks with UNC are really going all that well.
It's hard to understand how management would have any time to even look at a deal like this if they were really earnestly thinking about the strategy for a combined entity between Carolinas and UNC.
Suffice it to say, Atrium has a lot on its plate right now.
Indeed. And how likely is it that these mergers will happen?
I'm not sure, because it's unclear how much antitrust scrutiny the deals will face. With the Georgia deal, if it was to face antitrust scrutiny, it would come from the Federal Trade Commission. Barack Richman is an antitrust and health care law expert at Duke, and he says since these hospitals are in different markets, they may not invite the same kind of regulatory scrutiny. The FTC won't comment or even confirm the existence of any investigation. And as for the UNC healthcare merger, the Attorney General has also announced it's reviewing that merger. But Richman says he worries that these types of partnerships, because they can make healthcare systems hospital-centric and possibly more expensive.
And by and large, hospitals are the costliest places to deliver care. They are the places where innovation is hardest to institute. It's hardest to personalize care. And to the degree that these acquisitions and mergers reinforce hospitals' control over the delivery system, that could be a real problem.
For its part, Atrium and Navicent say in a joint press release announcing the deal that they look forward to strengthening healthcare for the 750,000 people in central and southern Georgia by improving access and affordability for patients.
Alex, this is definitely one where the cliche fits. We will stay tuned. Thank you.
Mark, you're welcome.